foreign rights are foreign publishers. So anytime you create intellectual property, which is what a book is, you as a creator own all the rights to that property. It's yours to do with as you please. And when a publisher purchases the rights to that book, that property, what they're purchasing is the right to do with as they please, but they don't just automatically get all your rights. They are buying specific rights from you. And a lot of big publishers will try and get what's known as world print rights, which means that now they own those print rights, and then they can in turn get their foreign rights department to negotiate with foreign agents and get a foreign publisher to pay for the right to publish it in their language in whatever territories they now are negotiating for. There are pros and cons to giving up to selling foreign rights. Foreign rights can be worth a lot of money if you have a big bestseller on your hands. They can be worth a lot of money even if you're self-publishing. And you don't want to give up foreign rights if you're not being properly compensated for them, because foreign rights have potential to bring you money faster through your own individual agent than if they're going through your publisher. And here's why. When you sell your foreign rights to your publisher, also in the contract is going to be the language of how much goes to the publisher and how much goes to you. So just because you've sold your foreign rights to the publisher doesn't mean they get to keep all the money that they sell them for. Typically, it's a 75-25 split, where 75% of the proceeds of the sale go to the author and 25% goes to the publisher after for any foreign taxes, any sub-agent fees, and so on and so forth. Which, let's say you hypothetically sold your foreign rights to your book to France for 10,000 U.S. dollars. Well, it would be 10,000 euros. So you're going to have fluctuations in exchange rates depending on when the money actually comes in. It's crazy. So, but just to keep it simple, let's say that the foreign agent fee is 15% and there aren't any big foreign taxes involved. So that now gets us down to 8,500, if my math is correct. The publisher is going to take 25% out of that. The 75% is going to be put towards your accruing royalties against your advance. Then once it's paid out to, once you start earning royalties, then of course your agent's going to take their commission and then you get what's left over. That's how it works when your publisher owns the foreign rights to a book. When your agency is the one trying to sell it, well, then they just have the 15% that the foreign, however much the foreign agent took, let's say 15%, and then the agent takes their fee. So you cut out the 25%. Plus, it's not accruing towards your royalties that you may or may never get because you may or may not have earned out. That's just money in your pocket right then and there.
And how quickly would you normally expect to get that?
I don't know, because all of my foreign rights have been sold through my publisher.
Okay.
So when a foreign publisher buys the rights for a U.S. book, and I believe it's probably the same whether they're buying it from a U.S. publisher or from an agent, the contract terms are going to state when they pay the money. When it's, from what I've heard talking to publishers in foreign countries, they, if it's a big sale, like a big purchase, they're going to divide it up also into on contract signing, on delivery, on, you know, so it could be hugely extended when you actually ever see that money as well. The thing is, too, is that, like with The Informationist, that it was almost a year and a half from the time that the contract was signed to the time that it was in print. All those foreign rights were just sitting with my publisher. But if they had gone directly to my agent, then I would have been collecting checks along the way.
Yes. And because the rights sold for enough that you earned out, it was a lot of money.
No matter how much it was, it was a lot of money. It was. I cried. Now, granted, you have to understand how broken, how poor I was at the time. But it was enough money that I cried. Literally, I couldn't fathom being able to not have this tension and this stress in my chest of how am I going to survive? But that's a story for another time. So I just wanted to say one last thing on the subject of foreign rights, which is depending on when the money actually hits the account of your publisher, if your publisher is the one who bought the rights, because of the way the U.S. accounting works with the publishers with their every 6 month thing, like let's say, for example, they're on the, you know, March 31st closes out their accounting and the foreign publisher pays on April 10th. Well, now you got to wait a whole another 6 months before it's even accounted for, and then another 4 months after that before you actually see that money. So this is why if you're not being well compensated for the world rights, don't sell them.